Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a dance party. It isn't a dance party, really. It's just me and Nicole waving our hands in the air. Look, we just don't care. Yeah. Good morning. It's week six, day one. It's Monday. Johnny Mosley podcast is going to go up at about noon today. Brand new one today. Let's see where Johnny, you know, he makes his kids build fences. That's a guy who puts his kids to work. I like it. You know,
gotta keep them busy.
You do. It's true, Vinny. It's too bad you can't do manual labor with your kids at your house, you know? If only Hulk Baby was a little bit older with the strength that she has, I mean, she could be.
Oh, I didn't think that's where you were going. I thought you were going that I can't do it, so therefore, how could they? You can't teach what you don't
know. Listen, you can dig a pool. Come on. Come on, kids. We're moving some earth today. All right, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at Fremont Bank. .com. So I looked in advance of this week getting started at the weather, and it looks like we have summer showing up later this week. It may even be closer to the weekend.
Oh.
But what we've got weather in the 80s plus.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. So that is both good and bad, as first of all, many of us would like to see nice days.
Sure.
Even if it's just to spend time in your backyard, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not? On the other hand,
once it starts really warming up, I mean, I got things to transplant. I got some gardening work to do. Too bad I can't go to the gardening store.
The fear becomes, though, that too many people will head right out and go party. You know?
Yeah, it's just too nice to stay indoors.
I've got 74 on Wednesday. I've got 81
great.
On Friday.
Oh boy.
And this is over the hill. So down in San Jose, I bet we're looking at even warmer temperatures.
Oh geez.
So good weather around the corner, everybody. So I don't know, manage that however you think you need to.
I need to take a look at that.
Speaking of getting out into it, so we mentioned earlier, this is week six of our quarantine, day one of week six of the broadcasting from home shows. Lots of places have had to shut down, including Florida. They were late to the game, and it looks like they're also early to the reopening of the game, so to speak. The governor there... he ordered people to stay home, and then he just reopened the beaches.
Oh.
And the problem with it is, apparently, people are saying, let me see if I can find, because we already call, what do we call them, Floridiots?
We do. Sorry, Mom. Not you. Present company excluded, of course. She's already corrected my speech this morning, so I don't feel too bad to say anything.
It looks like they've reopened some beaches, saying that Floridians need fresh air. I think people, they're going to be responsible. They're going to be safe. They want to get back into routine. And then there, sure enough, over the weekend, the pictures were of people all over the beach, everywhere.
Oh, boy.
So it's going to be interesting to see this. You know, they're looking at this as the beginning of the pathway back to normal life. That is Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry jumping in. They want everyone to sort of respect the limitations. Please, you know, your spacing. But the pictures show a different story.
Just groups of people gathered together.
Just people everywhere, back on the beaches, walking. And while they're saying, look, the main thing they don't want people to do is lay out and tan.
Oh, really? That seems like the least offensive thing you could do.
Well, what they're saying is that then you, if you're walking or running, the idea is you pass each other and hopefully you're not spreading this thing. Sitting in place and gathering, that's how, you know.
Oh, the gathering, yes.
So you might not even be together, but as the beach fills up, you're together. And yeah. I'm familiar. You will find yourself next, as on a busy beach day, there's no question it, as space fills in, you'll find someone throwing a towel down practically on yours.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're like, hey, man, it's a big, oh, I guess there isn't too much space here.
Space goes fast on a hot summer day. So anyway, that's going to be interesting to see how this goes for people. There, some are saying you're just ignoring the science. This is just too stupid. On the other hand, others, and there have been protests all across the country, not in the kind of numbers. I think the news makes more of it than they should. But there certainly are people protesting who want to get back to business and don't want to be shut down.
Right.
I can understand that. I just think that, you know, from an earlier statement, trust the science.
Yeah, and the thing, you know, it's scary because some people, zero symptoms, find out they, oh my goodness, I had it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're passing it around. And other people, it's just devastating. I mean, I keep coming back to this guy who had his leg cut off and, you know, your friend whose kidneys failed, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are 50-year-olds.
Yep.
And younger.
If you're looking for a silver lining in our current situation,
I am.
As the bad news seems to keep coming, many people are saying the quarantine has brought their family closer together. And I would say that's the case for us. We've been very lucky. I'm the wild card. This being shut in the house thing is a real problem for me. And yet I don't have a choice.
Right.
So it's really just, am I going to be a big baby and go out and get sick, or am I going to just deal? And I've been dealing.
Well, and you know, the thing is, this weekend I sort of found myself sitting again with nothing to do. And I just went, you know what? Just enjoy it. There's very few times in your life where your enforced nothingness is happening. Like,
right.
Normally when you have any kind of time off, you go do something. You're just all about filling your days with activity. I'm like, I'm going to just sit quietly and be still, enjoy my yard, or, you know, I got a freaking sunburn this weekend.
Whoa, let's see that.
Well, it's right on my face.
Oh.
I'm pink. I mean, it's not super crazy. I did wake up in time to save myself. But I, you know, I was definitely like, you know, you start in the shade, how that works. And then
before you became a pile of ash, you woke
right,
up.
Right, before I ashed up, right, you know. Or just, you know, the sun moves. I don't know if you guys are familiar.
Yeah, I'm familiar, of course. Anyway, they
say. Woke up in the sun like, oh my God, I'm sweating to death.
Half of families are spending more time playing games, doing puzzles, reading together. So I don't know that the quarantine, this study, how legit it is. 4 out of 5 parents say that it's brought their families closer together. I don't know that they brought, you know, families that are dealing with domestic abuse problems into the study.
Yeah.
There's a flip side tough. To that I, you know, I don't know anything about, but I yeah, it's real. It happens.
Yep.
And I'm guessing they're not answering surveys.
Right. Those calls are way up.
So quarantine constipation is also a real thing. If you've been having trouble with your regularity.
Really?
This yeah.
is a thing, huh?
It's a thing, yes. They say that a gastroenterologist, I don't know, in California says, yes, this happens because you've changed your habits and your rhythms. Mm. When we're at home sitting around and not staying active or engaging our usual routine, we back up.
That's funny. It My doesn't... coffee consumption is so far up, it just hasn't been a problem.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Also, you're not a fair person. Nothing seems to affect you. So you're not a really fair person to judge anything by.
No, I'm actually usually much. I don't want to get into my regularity. Let's, you know what? I'll just accept.
Sounds like you do. Go ahead.
No, I don't want to.
Tell everybody everything.
Nah, it's all right.
Anyway, what they're saying here is if you do find yourself backed up, get out for a brisk walk 5 days a week. Start eating foods with more fiber.
Yeah.
And also drink more water. That will help.
Less cheese. It's good. Bananas, also apparently quite binding.
Bananas?
So I hear.
Oh.
Yeah. I know, you'd think anything that was like fruit would be. I guess they're pretty.
But bananas will back you up.
So that's what I've heard. I don't know. You know, you hear stuff from your mom and people.
The latest, speaking of.
Your mom.
Food. Oh. No, not your mom. the latest things people are hoarding is frozen pizza.
Oh.
And houseplants.
Houseplants?
Mm-hmm. Just, really? Well, here you are in your house. Suddenly you go, wow, you know what?
Sure. Let's clean the air up in this place.
Sure. So that's the big, I don't know. I don't know how you're getting your houseplants. Do they deliver?
I saw some in front of the supermarket yesterday.
It's a thing. People are buying houseplants in numbers like never before.
Wow.
And they're also stocking up on frozen pizza. Frozen pizza sales are up 90%.
Man. So. I feel like it's a, this whole stocking up thing, it's really odd. Like, I don't need toilet paper right now, but if I saw some, I would totally buy it. Like, it's a, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I do know what you mean, because
I'm scared that it won't be there when I need it.
Right,
you know?
Of course. And you use it for more reasons than I do, for example.
Sure, right. I mean, you use it only half the time, or less than half the time. You just give it a shake, right?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Shouldn't you wipe off the top of the
thing? I don't. No, I don't. Oh. I don't wipe its mouth off, no. Or whatever you, however you want to refer to that.
No, John does, and he makes the kids do it too. Like, since they were little kids, he's made them. I mean, listen, he's a neat freak. He vacuumed the goddamn fridge this weekend, so, you know.
He dabs a piece of toilet paper on the opening?
No. No, on the toilet. You know how you have the lid up?
Oh, no, I'm talking about at the...
Oh, no. Oh, God, no, 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 not that. You shake that off, he says. You know, give it. But he always says you got to give it a second. You know, you don't want any...
No, yeah, you don't want to dribble in.
You want to hurry, right?
Right.
But no, he wipes off the porcelain.
Yeah, that's not what I thought you were saying. I was
What I was saying. I wasn't talking. But you said mouth. I'm like, oh, the mouth of the toilet, huh?
No.
Yeah, I was on the same page as Vinny.
Oh, yeah, no.
Sitting here going, what?
Yeah.
I almost always sit down at home, so I never have to worry about the.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, that's sweet. That's nice. Why stand when you can sit?
Right. Can we go back to the banana thing?
Yeah.
So banana is high in fiber, of course, and it helps with constipation. Although if you have unripened bananas, then they can cause constipation.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I don't eat banana. I don't like bananas. I'm looking for any reason not to eat them. Thank you. Thanks.
Oh, my pleasure.
Good job.
Such a shame you're not into bananas anymore.
No, I don't like bananas.
Not in public, at least.
Yeah, I only eat those when I'm in a private setting.
Oh, God, that was fun.
Oh, was it?
Where is that picture?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's not find it.
Anyway, where should I go to next? Oh, I'll do this one next. How much time do I have? Plenty of time.
Plenty.
Okay. There's a few stories I've told you through the years, and a few of them are actually from the same, a few of these that you'll remember are actually from the same crazy night. So as I read this story, I thought, oh, wow, that reminds me of that one night. So everybody has an alcohol that they went too far with and then could never drink again.
Oh, we talked about this Friday. That's right.
Right. So for me, that's tequila. I drank way too much this one night when I was 16 and passed out. Mm. That's the night I also met my high school sweetheart, who drew in Sharpie all over me. Bless you.
Thank you.
So that's another story that my girlfriend of 4 years when I was 16, I got ripped, passed out, and she drew all over me. And it wasn't until the next day that I found out. The other story from this same night was as I woke up unbeknownst to me, covered in Sharpie. No mirrors in the Melton's garage. This was at Rick Melton's house. Rick and Shane Melton. They're like some of those people who didn't have parents around that much.
I like those people. Those were the people you looked for when you were
a kid. So you could hang out and do...
Always the best influences, but you know, it's, they had a garage you could party in.
They on this particular night, as I came to, I also got up and was walking to my car like I'm going to drive home. And everybody jumped me.
Oh,
the Meltons, everybody
even
was
back
like,
then in the olden days when people drove drunk all the time. Huh?
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
we'll drive you home. So I'm like, oh my God, you guys leave me be. I'm fine.
Oh,
meanwhile, I'm hours late to get home. So my mom, you know, I'm 16. She's fretting. This is another story that happened this same night. As I'm sneaking into the house, now they've dropped me off and
and
left and gone back
and I'm
to
sure
their
party. You're so quiet.
Right.
Hallowed me. Just stab at the keyhole for a while.
So I'm crawling up the stairs in my house, and at the top is my mom in her house coat. You know,
sure.
I don't know that everybody knows what those are, but there she is.
No, it's like a robe, but just so specific, the house coat.
The house coat. So anyway, that was how I was greeted. That was one night all that stuff happened. Here is a story out of Canada. 57-year-old guy called the cops on Saturday night to report his friend had been hanging on his rear bumper and wouldn't get off and won't let him leave.
Oh.
When the cops got there, they found out why the friend was doing that. The driver was wasted.
Oh.
And his friend was trying to keep him from driving drunk.
He's actually lucky that the guy didn't just get in the car and go.
Right. You're right.
Like,
absolutely. I was fighting with these people in the middle of the street who were trying to save my life.
Yeah.
I'm like taking wild swings from BFE. Get off me.
Just let me live my life. Short
the
line
might
now,
be. But it's also only funny because they didn't get off me. They did tackle me down. They did take me home. And it's all a big laugh. This guy was charged with DUI and had his license suspended. And the friend did him a huge favor. Whether or not he'll get the thanks he deserves, I don't know. But there's that one for you.
That's a good one.
I like it. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see what you guys had to say. We'd love to hear from you, too, by the way.
Yeah.
So let us know what's going on. If my daughters, 2 and 4, eat a banana, the next day they are constipated.
Oh.
So I guess
it affects everybody differently, right? I mean, for me, I don't eat bananas. I got enough problems. I've spoken.
All right. Panic buying and hoarding is all about controlling your own situation.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I do know that, you know, I can see where a person feels like this is me taking care of my family.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be a good provider, whether
that's
a mom
or a dad. I want to make sure we've got a frozen pizza when we need one.
Right. I heard that Santa Cruz reopened their beaches as well. You know, there were a ton of people out surfing. We took two drives over the weekend by the beach just to drive through. We didn't get out of the car, but the beaches were packed, yes.
Wow.
They weren't on the sand laying out, but that's not really something we do in Northern California compared to Southern California. But people were walking, riding bikes. There were tons of people who came over the hill. You can tell the people who live here and who don't. And, oh, well, that's just, I get it. Everyone's trapped inside and they're looking for something to do. I can hear it wherever you live. I can hear someone saying, we just got to get out of here.
Yep.
Where can we go? The walls are closing in on us.
It is. It's hard. You know, you feel guilty when you're out. I mean, I do. But it just feels so good, too. Like, I'm moving. Taking deep breaths. Not just sitting.
This is a popular opinion, so I'm not surprised by it at all. Most of the people sitting together on the beach came together, so why the worries? Go to the CDC.org and look up heart disease. Kills thousands every year and no one cares. Start pushing for better eating habits and let the world keep spinning.
All right.
I've seen that. And I actually saw the list of the ways Americans die, and coronavirus is rising quickly, but it isn't at the top. They're right.
No, God, no. But it's completely preventable and seems to affect each person in a completely different and unpredictable way. So,
right.
You know, it's scary.
Lastly, how can we listen to Ask Me Anything segments? I missed Vinny's. Actually, don't worry about that. Sarah's got one coming up. You're going to love it. It's this Friday. It's so fun.
I think
fun.
It's a highlight on the Alice973 Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Let me make sure.
Did we not save that? Did it really go away in 24 hours?
No, of course we saved it. However, the way it works is I listen to directions from management. And so whatever they decide for that, especially since it's a sponsored thing, then we'll let that play out.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Listen, you know what I did? I rethink my whole position. It should only last 24 hours.
We'll see about that.
It should expire in 24 hours.
Now you're thinking.
Now I'm thinking. Finally.
What's coming up in the trash?
Let me look. Hold on. I got, I want to do that Price is Right story I didn't get to. I got a Tiger King thing. Chloe Kardashian. That chick, maybe, who's, I think, maybe dating Brad Pitt. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.